The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned to them and said, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciples. For which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. The core message of Jesus' teachings. But today's gospel is complex. If you want to sit down and read it with a few friends this afternoon, you could have some lengthy discussions using Martin Luther's question, "What does this even mean?" Whoever does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Hate? Didn't Jesus kind of proclaim love? You know, love God, love neighbor. It's a matter of priorities. And what Jesus calls us to is not hate, nor is it to empty all of our pockets and become beggars ourselves. But he is calling us to intentionality. Not so much hate your family, but if they are distracting you from the gospel, which will you choose? If they are asking you to not love your neighbor, and Jesus calls you to love your neighbor, which will you choose? I saw a sign this morning that confused me. It was at the Open Bible Church. I don't know if you've seen this one. For every Goliath, there is a stone. That kind of freaked me out a little bit. Jesus didn't call us to throw stones. Jesus called us to love the neighbor, to welcome the downtrodden, the outcast, the poor, the needy. So today is God's Work Our Hands Sunday. And we've been talking about this day for months among the leadership and the congregation. And in fact, we had a new t-shirt made because As God's work, our hands, was described to us by the ELCA, it's like, okay, there's one day, and everybody in the ELCA is going to put on an orange shirt, and we're going to spend like an hour doing service in our communities so people can see that one day a year, the ELCA is out in the community. Look at us. The blue shirts have a slightly different message. Always it starts with God's work. Always. But it's God's work, our hands, every day. And we have Matthew 25 on the backside. And if you don't have a t-shirt, they're on the stage, go get one. The endowment committee made sure that there's a t-shirt for everybody. So that when you're out in the community and you're doing good stuff, have your shirt on. And let them know you're representing God as you care for your neighbors. Now don't put the shirt on and go have a bar fight. Okay? You heard that here first. Okay, that's not good role modeling. But you know, if you're yanking weeds in a city park. And so today we are doing some projects to serve God. And it's not everything we could do, but it's just a few things to get to know the ministries of the congregation and the community. We're going to join Pat out in the fellowship hall, packing up kits for World Relief. And we don't know where they're going, but because the ELCA is a large denomination, Lutheran World Relief and Disaster Response are both fully funded so that when there is a need, we can respond immediately. In your bulletin this morning, there is a disaster response card and envelope. Every congregation, well, most of the congregations in the ELCA, forward money to our synods every year. And then our synod forwards 55% to the national church, which funds things like World Relief and Lutheran Disaster Response. So that disaster response is fully funded if you support them and say, listen, I want my dollars to go to the Bahamas this week, I really need it. That's where your dollars will go, 100%. That's God's work, our hands, every day. We'll have people organizing the birthday cakes with Judy downstairs so that all of the DHS North, the alternative high school students, can get a cake with their name and a personalized card on their birthday that says somebody from First Lutheran Church cares about you. You are somebody. And you never know where that message needs to land. But we do know, we've received some comments. Some of those kids, that's just made their day, their whole week. We're going to go out and we're going to do some edging in our flower garden. Not because we want to make the church beautiful, although we do, but because it's a butterfly way station. We have perennial plants out there, and the garden is certified. It's intended to draw butterflies and bees and other pollinators. Because without our pollinators, we won't have any food. Rhonda Brady came to our pet blessing. She's our butterfly, community butterfly lady. And she said, Galesburg has more butterfly gardens than all the rest of the state combined? That's crazy. Crazy good. Do you see what a difference it can make just to share a perennial plant? We're going to pick up trash. Not because that's fun, although I think Cindy thinks it's fun. So join Cindy and get to know the neighbors. We have neighbors that stop Cindy while she's picking up the trash. And they're like, what are you doing and why are you doing that? Because Jesus loves me and I want to help take care of God's world. God's work, our hands, is cross-bearing. Myrna is going to be teaching us about advocacy. Sometimes, you know, we can't go to a disaster response area, or we can't physically pick up trash anymore. Our backs or our knees just don't allow for that. But we can always advocate. And Myrna's going to be in the East Alcove here teaching us how to write letters to people who are in positions of authority who can help make a difference about the things that we care about. All of these things are God's work, our hands. All of these things are taking up your cross. Did you know that loving your neighbor sometimes will set you in opposition with your family? Sometimes it does. But following Jesus, Matthew 25, when did I see you, Lord? Hungry, sick, naked, in prison? Read the t-shirt on the back of your neighbor's back. When did I see you, Lord? When did I help you, Lord? When you did those things. That's cross-bearing. And it won't always make you popular. But it's the way of the cross. Jesus wasn't always popular. I mean, his work, his teachings got him crucified. But this is what the church is about. Shane Claiborne, progressive Christian, said, if we lose a generation of young people in the church, it won't be because we didn't entertain them. It will be because we didn't dare them to do something meaningful with the gospel in light of the world we live in. Can that be our God's work, our hands challenge? To dare each other to do something meaningful with the gospel in light of the world we live in. Take up your cross and follow me, says Jesus. And I will be with you to the end of the ages. Amen.